continue, Cosmos. There with this holographic. So then Bohm clearly says that both relativity theory and quantum theory agree that in looking at the world as an undivided whole, in which all parts of this material nature, including the us as observers, and merge and unite in one totality, and then this outlook that just as in a hologram the whole universe is contained at every point of it. That may sound like total science fiction, but again, I think that this is a metaphor, a poetic expression, you could say, that Bohm tries to use to convey some insight he has had. He has. To at least open our eyes to how different view on the cosmos, the world, existence appeared. With the arrival of relativity theory, Einstein, and the quantum theory. And yes, so his liking it to a hologram is very interesting, because we find that principle there already in nature, and that's why we can make holograms, for instance. So this is not philosophy, you know, dry philosophy, theoretical speculation, but science, good old science, the way I understand it. Studying nature with open eyes and open minds. And open intellects, open to new perspectives, but also strict following, you know, scientific methodology or observation, experiment, and so on. And theories that are holding up mathematically or whatever, logical, corresponding to observations, so on. So here, this is the picture again. We need a picture of the cosmos that emerges from those, you know, from science actually. Directly from those who are known and adored for being the greatest geniuses of the 20th century and onward.